The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Hi, Scott Rames. We listen to Mike and Michelle on the Mickey Miles Podcast. Go Disney.
This is the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, your one stop for information on Disney races, Disney vacations, Disney theme parks, and more. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean, Chris Eliopoulos, and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 4. I almost said 4,000. Welcome to episode, seems like 4,000. Welcome to episode 401. The 401st episode of the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. With me on the show is giggling Michelle Scribner-McLean. Hello.
Hello, Mike.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
So it's Thursday.
Yeah.
And I'm in La La Land.
You're in La La Land. Oh, okay. Yeah,
but I'm better than I was Tuesday.
Okay.
At least I think I
know,
I am.
We're falling apart here at the Mickey Miles and More Podcast.
But so how are you?
How am I? Oh, I'm fine. I'm much better than you are at this point.
Have a shout out?
I did. Okay, my shout out is to the last 10 people who we have almost 4,000 people who like the Mickey Miles and More Facebook page. So I'm going to mention the last 10 people as a thank you. These are new likes. Kelly Erickson, Sophie Meyer, Brendan Miller, Julie Obbaggy, Susie Ellis, Robert Hallahan, Freya Hunt, Brittany Neely, Misty and Bobby Barnett, Danielle Delwich Oliphant, and Angel Lyons and Nicole Schuster. So thank you for liking the Mickey Miles and More Facebook page.
Thank you very much.
I don't know if that was 10. That was probably more than 10, but thank you anyway.
Not joining us is Chris Eliopoulos, who is still in Walt Disney World.
What?
So Chris is not here to give us a song, so I guess I'll have to step up and give a song. And I'm going to go to my running list that has a lot of Disney songs, because one of the songs I use is from the Magic Kingdom Event Party Music CD, and it's called Dreams Come True / Any Dream is Possible.
And, so that's a good one to run to?
Yeah, see, it's playing in the background. You recognize it, Michelle?
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. Yeah.
So. Okay.
Anyways, that's one of the songs I like to run to, and that's that.
Very cool.
Very cool. We have, you know, when we get this person, we want to hold on to her as long as we can, because
she goes away for months at a time.
She's in. She's on a plane. She's on
here,
a boat.
She's
you know, everywhere. So, once again, welcome Becky Menken from Mouse Fan Travel and MEI Travel.
I'm so happy to be back again. And once again, here I am being a seat filler. Once again.
No.
Chris is gone.
No,
and then here I am.
Twice in 1 week?
We need to get the four of us all back together again. I have missed the banter.
Just don't bring us into a church. That's all.
You got it. It's great to be talking with you guys again. And I know it's... so much time goes by, and it goes by so fast now for some strange reason.
Because we're old.
Plane and I'm back. I know. What happened to that? I don't understand. All right. I'm in denial. Keep going.
You know,
I'm 8 years old.
So let's talk about why we dragged you onto the show today. You and I have known each other for a long time. We've talked many times, had conversations about stuff we do, and a lot of the people, those people who are listening to our podcast, our travelers, they go to many spots, many destinations. A lot of the runners go to running destinations. Of course, they go to Walt Disney World and Disneyland for the Run Disney races. And some of them use travel agents, vacation planners. Others don't. And I think that I know for a fact that up until, I don't know, maybe 13 or 14 years ago, I always did all my booking myself because I just wanted control, and I never really knew what a vacation planner or a travel agent did. There were so many things that I believed in and I erroneously believed in. So We've talked about this off show, Becky, and one of the things I think Michelle and I always try to do is we try to do whatever we can to educate our listeners. And mm-hmm. one of the things we wanted to talk about is things that people may not realize their vacation planners or travel agents are available to their clients to do, and how much of an benefit it is to use one. So we wanted to talk about that today. And you know, what comes into play here is people's thoughts about myths. And we just want to, I know that, you know, without you guys and without agents I've used in the past before you, I've had to do a lot of things myself. And I think it's just a good idea to step back and say, okay, let's talk about what a travel agent does. Michelle?
Yeah, go ahead, Beck.
This is such a broad subject and a big, huge question, and there's a lot of answers to it as well. But one of the biggest myths and the elephant in the room, the biggest thing that people always come to me and say, well, doesn't it cost more to use your service? So people are still under the impression that everybody charges additional fees. And I want to address that right out of the gate, because there are agencies out there, mostly the mom and pop or the brick and mortar agencies. Some, not all, will cost or charge additional fees for their services, because much like a lawyer has fees or other consultants will have consulting fees, some agencies do charge consulting fees on top of their booking services. However, there are many out there, including Mouse Fan Travel, that does not. So don't go forward in your planning thinking, well, I need somebody's help to help me through some of the challenges of my trip, but I don't want to pay anything additional, so I'll just do it on my own. So that's one of the biggest myths. Not everybody charges fees. And it, within the Disney fan community itself, many of the Disney-focused specialty agencies do not. Some do. Some don't. So that's one of the first questions you ask of any agency that you're going to work with, which means if you find somebody that doesn't charge fees, then you're getting all the service, you're getting all the stuff that we're going to talk about here in a moment without paying any additional costs that you would if you were going direct, and all the time savings. So put that thing right out of your head that it's going to cost you more money, because in many cases, it won't.
So, Becky, you know, you just said something that is really, really important to me, which is my time. And, you know, like Mike, I used to spend a lot of time doing all this planning and looking for the best rates myself, but my time is very valuable. So it's one of the things that I learned is that I can save money. I mean, not only do you not charge fees, but I can save money using MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. So I know some of the ways that my travel agent has been able to save me money is doing things like booking with a group if I'm going to an event, but also things like just mentioning that I'm a DVC owner if I'm not using mm-hmm. DVC points, or being an annual pass holder, or encouraging me to be an annual pass holder to save money. What are some of the other ways that travel agents can help people save money?
Time is money, just what you just said. And a few of the things that a lot of people don't realize is when you sit down in front of the computer, and one of the things I hear from people all the time that just makes me go, no, is that you get the, aren't travel agents dead because of the internet? Didn't internet put everybody out of business? Well, no, actually, it increased business, because now everybody can get out there and look for all this information, and it's information overload. So while we specialize in Disney, we also do Universal, we also do all cruise lines, we also go to Hawaii, we do any vacation destination you would like. So there are many people who are listening who know Disney inside and out, but there might be some people who've only been there a couple of times and may not know all of the options. Sure, they listen to podcasts, or they'll go on the internet and read some of the things on the internet, but the important piece is that you want to match the right person to the right experience. And sometimes that takes the help of somebody who has experienced right. a bunch of the resorts and can actually narrow down the options for you. So an average person can spend 4 or 5 hours just searching on the internet in researching when all it really takes is one phone call to a professional vacation planner, ask the questions. They'll ask you questions, like you just said. What type of hotels do you normally enjoy? What other vacations have you done? Just to kind of figure out what makes you tick and what makes a great vacation for you so we can best match you. So someone is searching on the internet and putting all this together for 4 or 5 hours, you might actually be able to save a ton of time by making one phone call or doing one email quote, and all of a sudden getting somebody who knows all the options, narrows it down for you and says, here's three options that I think you and your family are really going to enjoy.
The other thing too that just popped into my mind, Becky, is that there's no way the average person could keep up with the professional development that you and your agents do.
It's crazy, yeah. All of the options that are out there, yeah. Between the different resorts and the different rooms in each resort and the different packages and the different ticket options and then what restaurants to go to. It has become more complicated rather than less complicated because of the internet, which is a good thing, and a good thing to have people like me and my team here to help walk you through. But another thing in time that I want to make really clear, anybody who's picked up the phone the day that something like free dining has released knows exactly what I'm going to say. Why should you spend time on hold for an hour and a half, 2 hours, sometimes up to 6 hours to get a reservation? Even if you're trying to get online, sometimes everything crashes, when you can turn to a vacation planner that can help you and could actually be the person that sits on hold and takes care of that reservation for you.
So I'm sure that a lot of people are listening to this podcast and they're saying, oh, what is this, a commercial for MAIMO's Fan Travel? And what it is it's an awareness kind of podcast, mm-hmm. to those who are listening who have never used a travel agency, to let you know what kind of benefits you can derive from using them.
I was just going to say, one of the biggest pieces is that if you have a vacation planner that you have personally connected with, they're going to do a great job of learning who you are and what you like and what makes your family happy. So look for somebody who asks you questions and says, are you an AP holder? What state do you live in? What mm-hmm. types of things have your family enjoyed in the past? Because what those are meaning is to get to know you so you can make that best match. And a lot of people don't understand that the biggest role of a travel professional is to be your advocate. So when you do have that situation where something goes awry, you've got somebody there fighting for you in your corner. So that's one of the biggest benefits of working with an agent as well. You want to have somebody that will, if something's booked incorrectly, they're on the phone handling it, so you don't have to go through all of the hassle to make sure that everything is correct. One thing that I'd like to remind people about, too, is that, in a way, a good travel planner is like a flight attendant. They're there. They're making reservations for you. They're making payments for you. They're making phone calls to make sure that somebody knows about your birthday celebration. But the real point about having somebody there is when things go wrong, when you've missed a flight, when the hotel, you get to the hotel and they tell you, I'm sorry, I don't have your reservation. That person is one phone call away or one text away from fixing all the problems for you so that you're not left helpless.
Yeah, and I just want to jump in before Mike does his follow-up question to tell you that I was amazed on the cruise, and this doesn't surprise me, but whenever I hear the relationships people have built with your agents, it always makes me smile. But I was on the cruise, and I heard that two people who are on the cruise with us go cruising with their travel agent all the time. Yeah. They're MEI travel. So long-term friendships are built. So the person does really know you and your family.
Oh, especially in this community, because we all love Disney. We have that little thing where we feel like, you know, we've found our people. Mm-hmm. And we all love the Disney product. And we can also help in those areas after we've gotten to know you and you go, you know what, you've gone to Disney World, 10 times now, there's other options and other opportunities out there that I think your family would love, because we've done it firsthand and we know that that would fit that family that you've come to know. You know, like an Adventures by Disney, which I know that we'll talk about sometime on a future episode, and or going on a Disney cruise, where a lot of people have not cruised yet. And all of us are going, people haven't been on a Disney cruise. But yeah, there are some. So being able to have that person that knows your preferences and knows what you like, like a great example, Mike, when I came to you and said, I think you should do a Disney cruise. And you were like, I don't want to do a Disney cruise. We got you on a Disney cruise, and now that's something that you've fallen in love with, right?
Yes, I enjoyed it, and I'm looking forward to my third cruise coming in January.
Enjoyed it? You love it.
I really did. What I like about it, Becky, is we have a phrase we use in literary circles. It's called willful suspension of disbelief. And when you walk into a Disney theme park, if you approach it the right way, you forget about everything and you suspend disbelief. You suspend that belief that there's no such thing as fantasy. There's no such thing as a talking mouse and all that. And when you go on a cruise and you, once you leave that dock, you leave your troubles behind. Everything that is important to you at that point is on the boat. You really can relax, and I was not aware of that, and I thought that, well, there's nothing to do on a boat but eat and drink, and no, you can do a whole bunch of things, and every minute can be taken up by so many things, especially on a Disney cruise line. So yeah, I encourage a lot of people.
So what you're trying to say is Becky was right.
Becky was right. But let me get.
I like to hear that. I do like to hear that part.
When is Becky? Yeah, when is Becky not right? You know,
I've had a couple of moments, but I'm not going to fess up to those right now. Go ahead.
Uh-huh.
I could just keep talking about this forever. So go ahead and ask your question.
It's a comment. I was talking about how some people think this is like a commercial for your agency. But one of the things I wanted to point out that, you know, I've been a Disney nerd for a long time. I'd actually say I'd go back to 1964, but that's another story. But what I want to say is that I became an annual pass holder in the early 90s, so I'm like year 25 of being an annual pass holder, and being a crazy Disney person as I was, I looked into, you know, what it was. So tell me about annual pass holders and things, and there were benefits, and one of the benefits obviously are the discounts, and especially discounted rooms. And I would have to constantly be looking to see when they would be announced. But if you're using a vacation planner, that vacation planner will have that information, or may even have advanced information, so they can say to you, well, Mike, you know, they're coming out with AP rates in a month, so if you can wait, I'll give you an idea what you're going to have, and we can book right off the bat. That's something that, you know, I treasure a lot, because, again, it all comes down to time. I'm sure that I could come close to doing the same stuff, but, boy, I'd have to spend a lot of time on the phone and waiting to get information, whereas a vacation planner, that's their job, to be up to date. I'm sure all your agents and agents in any travel agency need to make sure that they're always up to snuff with what's going on, so that they can tell their clients, by the way, this is happening this year, this is happening that year. I'll give you an example. You may have a client that calls up and says, hi, so-and-so, I'm looking forward to a Disney vacation in Disneyland in September. I'm really looking forward to riding Tower of Terror. Okay. So we know that there's going to be some changes. The Tower of Terror is going to be going down. Well, the agent can say, Mike, I know that you love to ride that attraction, this attraction. Do you know it's down for refurbishment? Whoa, I didn't know that. Maybe I should move my vacation. Those are little things that people don't realize, mm-hmm. And so I think that there's knowledge out there. There's a lot of knowledge that is right at their fingertips. And it all comes down to time. We're all very busy. And I think that's the biggest benefit of working with an agent. It's not just saving money, it's saving time. And time is so precious.
Yeah, and you were just talking about booking the AP rates. And one of the things that when you find an agent that you're wanting to work with, interview them just like you would any other professional, a doctor, a lawyer, anybody else that is in the service industry, to make sure that they're going to meet your needs. And for example, with us, if you book your vacation today so that you have the hotel, you have the resort, you have the room type that you want, and an AP rate comes out later, or an offer comes out later that would apply, that Disney would normally apply, we can proactively apply that savings for you. So you don't have to be that person running around trying to figure out if the latest thing is going to work for your date. So you essentially have the space, the hotel is locked in, and you're pretty much price protected as long as Disney will allow us to apply those savings, which is a huge time saver, because if you book direct with Disney, they're not going to pick up the phone and call you and say, hey, by the way, did you see that we have a new fall rate and we just saved you $800? Mm-hmm. They're not going to proactively apply that where we will. So there's a huge benefit right there. And another thing that we run into, another myth, is people will say, well, I lose control. And you had actually mentioned control at the very beginning. Mm-hmm. And quite honestly, I have clients that will tell me, you know what, I want to do everything. All I want you to do is just book it for me and watch for deals. I don't do any of the reservations. I don't, because that's part of the fun and part of the planning for them. So not a problem. We can do as much or as little of the planning and arranging as you'd like. I would say that one of the biggest benefits that people do appreciate is that proactive applying of offers, so that you're saving money without worrying about running down the offers. Because just as you said, we're watching it every moment. We're seeing when a new offer comes out. We are on top of it the moment that it does, because we want to make sure that we are applying them quickly, and we have happy clients who then tell other people about our services. So that's all in it for us. And of course, we're thrilled to plan Disney vacations. We are sometimes more excited than some of the people going. And that sounds really funny and kind of off, but it really is, because we get just as excited about your trip as you and your kids are. And we've come up with special ways of announcing the trip to kids. We will help you in those scenarios. We've helped in several engagements and in surprises and surprise parties and things to really make your trip special. So leaning on a vacation planner who specializes in this area can also maybe come up with some of those little insider tips and knowledge, and has the connections within the company to help make them happen too.
One of the things that I've noticed about your agents, and again, this is going to sound like a commercial, I'm sure that other agencies do it too. Let me put it another way. It comes down to the individual. I don't want to mention any names, Amanda Gonzalez, but there are special things that that agents do when you check into your room, and all of a sudden, whoa, there's a welcome basket, or there's a little gift, or something, a special touch. I mean, that adds that personal touch, and that tells the client that not only did the vacation planner do his or her job, but they care about the client. They want the client to have a wonderful time, and they upped the trip. They added value, and I think that's something very special. And I really value that.
Yeah, to add to that, because this is one thing that we see too, a myth. There are agencies out there and agents who will immediately advertise, you book with us, we'll give you this big onboard credit, or we'll give you this big benefit. And we've taken things a little bit differently. We don't immediately go out and say, book $2,000 or a cruise for $2,000 with us and we'll give you $100 onboard credit, because we prefer to do things a little bit different. It doesn't mean that we're not giving you those extra values. We just know that working with clients as long as we have, that each individual person may want to be appreciated in a different way. So we'll work with a client and find out who they are, mm-hmm. what makes them happy. It might be that, yeah, we could give you an onboard credit, which is great and perfect for some clients. But there might also be a scenario where somebody's got an 8-year-old girl and we found out that it's her birthday and she's always wanted to do bippity boppity. Yep. Maybe that's a better gift to show our appreciation than just handing $100 onboard credit. So we work with the client so closely and so individually that we want to get to know you and what's going to be of benefit to you. So for us especially, we get that thrown at us a little bit. Well, you don't give an onboard credit. Honestly, some clients aren't going to be the best investment for, their mm-hmm. time isn't going to be a best investment for trying to find a travel agent, because maybe they are looking for the cheapest deal and they do want a big onboard credit because the service pieces don't matter to them. And that's okay. There's people out there that you know, prefer that direction.
Well, Amanda knows me because she sent champagne.
Yeah, exactly.
And that was awesome. And chocolate, too. And that was just...
Others may not drink. Yeah, so you get to know your client. If you send somebody a bottle of champagne and they don't partake in adult beverages, then that's kind of a different, you know, oops.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It was just like, I'm going on a cruise and here's some champagne. And it just made it much more festive. And I did appreciate that more than anything else, too.
Yeah, so different people have different perspectives, and so we are always looking for the best way to give them the most value.
Yeah, that's so cool. So I wanted to mention that last week we did the show about doing tours in Epcot, and Tom Kreider, who's one of your travel agents and a Mickey Miler as well, mentioned, and I'm really happy that he did, he mentioned on our Mickey Miles and More Facebook page that travel agents can do those tour bookings too, because I had mentioned on the show how long I spent on the phone, just on hold, trying to book this tour. And is that something that people typically ask for, information about the tours and for you to book the tours for their families?
Yeah, absolutely. When you're working with a client, that's some of the things you ask is what do you plan to do? What would you like to do during your vacation? Are you just going to go into the parks? Do you want to have that character breakfast? Do you want to do a tour? We can book not only those backstage tours and the regular tours at Disney World and Disneyland, but we can also do the VIP tours too. Mm. So if you're somebody who wants to take one of the VIP tours out for have a tour guide for 6 hours, we can take care of that for you as well. So most of the things, anything that you can book, we can take that off of your planning shoulders if you so desire. Like I said, we understand there are other clients that type of planning is part of the fun for them of the build up to the vacation. So we can do as much or as little as you want in the process. And we can take all that time away if you need it.
Yeah, and the nice thing too is that all gets fed into My Disney Experience. So it's not like you're going to have to do something major to add that into My Disney Experience. That your reservation numbers and your dining reservations, it all goes into My Disney Experience.
Exactly. For Disney World, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. Other places that we can help, a lot of times we do have access to maybe some benefits that you can't get direct. And it's not just Disney, but other suppliers as well. We've had scenarios where we've had other suppliers that have had $150 or $200 food and beverage credits at Aulani, where Disney was not offering that. So when a client comes to us and says, hey, I want to go to Aulani, I don't just call Disney and book Aulani. I go to all of my suppliers and check what they have available for a benefit and see if there's something, a better price, a better deal, a better option that might fit this client better or give them more value for their vacation dollar. In addition, we also have access to other suppliers who might have space that Walt Disney Travel Company does not. And you might be going, wait, whoa, how can Disney not have space and someone else can? It's because other suppliers are holding space that maybe Disney Travel Company is already sold out of. We might be able to tap into some of our other resources and find it for you. Another great reason to build up a great relationship with a vacation planner, because you can really tap into their resources to get you the best vacation deal for your dollar.
As we wrap up this the show, I wanted to make sure that we also touched upon the Run Disney connection, and that is, Becky, that when the frenzy was at its peak, people were stressing out over registering for races, one of the things that I noticed, you and other agencies stepped up to the plate and were able to secure bibs and packages for those who, for one reason or another, were not able to register for the races. I don't think that frenzy is as it was, but that's just an example of how you recognized what the need was out there for your audience, for your customer base, and you were able to step up and take care of that. And even now, if you go to your site, or I don't know if any other agencies have this, but I would assume they do, but you have special packages for cheering for the various Run Disney weekends, because you recognize that there will be friends and family who would like to go there. And for runners, they may have one need, but for runners with families or friends and families of runners, they may have other needs. And so again, my point here is that you have to constantly see what the need is out there and adjust and be able to provide whatever benefits, whatever service, I think that's the better word, whatever service best meets the needs of your clients. So that's something that I think a lot of people don't realize, that you have to be very proactive. You have to know what's coming up. You have to be aware of what's coming down the road that may be of interest to your clients, and make them aware, because for many people, they don't want to lose out on certain things. So what that comes down to, Becky, is that you guys it's a 24/7 job. I know that it's a 24/7 job.
That it is, like you said. I mean, we're living in an interesting world as well. And if something occurs and you're overseas, again, it's that whole scenario of having somebody in your corner as your advocate to help you get home, or to, if something goes wrong and somebody gets sick, there's somebody to help you and to connect you to the suppliers and to help and to get you back into alternate flight arrangements. Having that person in your corner is really important. But I also want to mention two other things too. Specialization. If you find an agent, just some general tips about finding a real good professional travel planner. Well, we're great. There's many companies out there who do a really good job, but there are things that you need to watch for. Specialization is a biggie. So if you're going to Disney, if you love Disney, if you love theme parks, you want to make sure to find somebody who specializes in those areas, because if you just go to a general generic travel agent, they may not be aware that the next offer is coming. They may, if you ask them about free dining offer, what happens if free dining comes out and it's for the dates that you've already booked, will they apply the savings? If they look at you like you have two heads, you're probably not talking to the right specialization. And you also always want to ask those questions, because while we as an agency believe that it's important to make sure that we get you the best deal, so we will apply that for free and do the rebooking and do the paperwork again, others will charge fees for it. So always ask those questions. Like I said, do interview beforehand to make sure that you know the relationship you're getting into and what you're going to be charged for and what you're not. And also, incredibly important, because a lot of people don't know this either, there's no body that oversees all travel agents. So there's not one place that you have to go to as a resource to get to become a travel agent. You can pretty much pay money and hang a shingle out and say, hey, I'm a travel agent, and people will start booking with you. And that's one of the biggest house of cards piece of the travel industry in my brain, because unfortunately, there are people out there who don't understand all the licensing and insurance requirements to make sure that you're taking care of your clientele. So if something goes wrong, there's E&O insurance that makes sure that everybody's taken care of in an unfortunate situation. And the biggest thing is many don't understand that they need to be licensed. If you have a website or if you're doing business over the internet, you have to be licensed as a seller for travel in 5 states, regardless of where you are. So if you're looking online and you're trying to find a great travel agent for yourself, make sure that they match your specialization, that they are insured for E&O insurance, and that they're licensed in at least California, Washington, and Florida. And if they're not licensed in all those states, but they're doing business on the internet, they probably need a little bit more education before they can actually call themselves pure professionals.
Yep. A lot of good information. We wanted to educate our audience. We want to bring to the surface everything that we think is important for them to know, especially if they've never used an agent or they're thinking about it. I think that we've covered a lot of things, Becky. I think you've been very, very thorough in explaining some of the things that people need to be aware of when they choose a travel agent and or an agency. And hopefully this will make things easier for people regardless of where they're traveling, you know, being able to trust. Is very important, talking with people and seeing what they have experienced rather than just say, I'm going to go to the Yellow Pages and just pick a travel agency. So
don't do that.
Is there a Yellow Pages?
What is Yellow really, Pages?
Yeah. One of the reasons why that licensing thing is so important is because a lot of the consumer divisions within those 5 states that I'm talking about, they have specific requirements from an agency to make sure that any funds that are collected from a client either goes directly to the supplier or is held in a special bank account, into a trust account. So if you're doing business the right way, then you are always protected. And no matter what you do, usually with a travel agency that you're working with or any, even a supplier, if you're booking direct, always use a credit card.
That's true. Well, yep. Becky, thank you very much for all your valuable information. And
thank you, Becky.
We'll have to bring you back to talk about some interesting things, like maybe Adventures by Disney and a few other things.
I want to do Adventures by Disney.
Oh, my God.
There's so many great ones to do, too. I can't wait to talk about that. So we'll have to do that pretty soon.
Mm-hmm. We will. So for Becky Menken of Mouse Fan Travel and MEI Travel, and for Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying we'll see you on the road, in the parks, and maybe on a boat someday. And let a travel agent make your dreams come true.
The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at mei-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. If you would like to support the podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/mickeymilespodcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/mickeymilespod. Last of all, don't forget, if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@mickeymilespodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles and More podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.
Wherever you may go.